Well, SP, looking forward to an Ulster semi-final. I suppose the first question is, are you down from the high of last week and that quarter-final, the high drama in Monday's Field against Monaghan?
Yeah, well, Tom, we're starting to come down from it, all right. We're after Saturday and the Sunday, then we started our focus turned onto Down in preparation for Down. So that's the way it has been now this week.
Yeah, and obviously a huge win that, you know, because Monaghan would have been highly fancied.
Yeah, Monaghan were fancied. We knew all about Monaghan coming into it. We knew that the success they had at underage, particularly at minors, this last number of years. They've been the Ulster minor champions of the last 2 years. We knew that they had four players that were playing regularly with the seniors, particularly Aaron Mulligan, who's played all the league games with Monaghan. But we knew that ourselves, like, we had a lot of belief in the lads we have and the work they've done. Yeah. And we knew if we came and put their game in place, like, that they wouldn't be far away.
Yeah, and a lot of big performances last week.
Ah, yeah, listen, there was a lot of big performances, but in saying that, I would have thought that there was a good team performance. They worked hard all over the pitch, like, you know, and, you know, some days it goes for you and some days it doesn't, but I think the lads put in a big effort. Like, they worked tremendously hard, particularly, I suppose, looking at the second half when we went 2 points down, playing against the elements, playing uphill and against the wind. They showed great character to come back, you know, and eventually grind out a result. Like, you know, I know it was a draw at full time and the same after extra time, but we would be very happy about the work they put in and their attitude and the character they showed.
Yeah, you've put in a lot of work yourself this year, and the elements have been against you.
Ah, yeah, listen, we have no control of the weather, Tom, like, you know, and it's I suppose it's the same for every other county, but I suppose the weather at the minute has been very poor. We're together the last couple of months, like, you know, and we've worked and trained in very poor conditions. That's just the way it has been, like, and I suppose that stood to you last Saturday when we were playing in poor conditions.
But you get much ball work done, because you need to get ball work and systems going at this time, especially, say, this week now.
And listen, all our work's with the ball. That's all we do. We work with the ball every night.
Tell me, just before we look ahead to the game, the under 20, it's come in for a bit of criticism this week, and it's come in for a bit of criticism because it seems to be a very difficult competition to organise. It's competing with colleges and schools, and you know, it's at a time of year when it seems to be just slotted in.
Well, yeah, the timing of the competition has changed this year. It was much later in the year last year, like, you know, and I suppose it's a relatively new competition. This is only the third year of the competition, and I suppose they're trying to find a proper slot for it. It is difficult with colleges and schools football, like, you know, to slot the competition in. I don't know when would be the ideal time for it, like, you know, but it does cause problems, all right, like, definitely with competing with colleges football and different things.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to the game, Down, your opponents, they went to Cavan last week and beat a good Cavan side, so that's no mean feat.
No, again, Cavan, I would have been kind of expected to come through that game. That they got to the final there a couple of years ago and played in Tyrone, so they would have been expected probably to come through that game. But there was nothing in that game either. I think on the 59th minute, there was just a point in it. There was a breakaway, and Cavan conceded, threw up the ball, and Down went through and scored a goal and tied on a couple of points then in injury time, like, you know. But it was neck and neck for the full game on that. But in saying that, like, we know the Down are a very good side as well, and know talking to other managers that they would rate them very highly. And there's an awful lot of work on and Down. So we know it's going to be a huge challenge again.
Yeah. And your own team, I know you were short a couple of boys last week. Aaron Galooly picked up a knock. He was obviously a central character for you right throughout the league.
Yeah, listen, we lost a number of players last week, just kind of unfortunate. Last Wednesday night we were training, and two of the lads picked up injuries, Aaron Gilhooley and James Kelly, and two lads we would have looked at have been big cogs in the wheel and players that we would have thought would play a big part on Saturday's game. Unfortunately, the injuries they picked up put them out. On top of that there, we lost Matthew Duffy. Again, Matthew was a player that we expected to play a big part on Saturday, but Matthew was sick at the weekend and just wasn't able to go.
Yeah, and what's the story with Aaron and James this week?
No, Aaron and James, it'll come too quickly for Aaron and James. They won't be available this weekend. Now, we're hoping Matthew will be back and be available for selection, but it's just coming too soon for James and Aaron.
Yeah, and you finally got a venue. You were telling me just when you came in, Loop and Derry.
Yeah, we've just been notified that the Loughborough area has now been the pitch that we've been given now for the semi-final. We weren't there before, like, you know, so something new to us too. Like, but we're glad to get a venue and we're looking forward to it now.
What, 60 minutes, 70 minutes away from an Ulster final? You were there with the minors. I'm sure you'd like to get back with under-20s.
We'd like to keep the run going as long as we can, Tom, yeah, obviously. But listen, we have a great faith in the lads, everybody involved, between the players, the management team, the backroom team. They're all putting in tremendous work, really working really, really hard, every one of them. Yeah. And we have a lot of hope that we'll push on again.
Yeah, and you have one training session.
Yeah, well, we're going to meet again tomorrow night now, Thursday night now, and that'll be the last session before the game. It's difficult at the moment too, like with the colleges, like there's lads in college in Belfast and Dublin, and the various colleges in Dublin again in Galway. So we try to get them together on the Thursday night if possible. Some of them can make it, some of them can't, but we just have to go with what we have.
Yeah, so hoping to maintain the run, as you say.
Oh, absolutely. We want it to last as long as we can. And again, as I say, we have an awful lot of faith in the lads. They have a great attitude. They work really hard. And we're hoping to push on again.
Yeah. And the best of luck. And hopefully you jump the fence on Saturday.
Well, we'll do our best to do that now. So hopefully we'll get over the line on Saturday.